Welcome to the Stoner Den, where stoners come to smoke weed, hang out, and escape the world for a little while. Hey, stoner friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Stoner Den. My name is Jess, and I am your host. How are you all doing? I hope you're doing great. How has your weekend been? If it was the weekend for you, I don't know. It could be any time. This is the future now. You could be listening to this anytime, any day. But whatever is happening in your life, I hope it's going great. I hope you're having a wonderful day. If not, at the very least, you're here, you're chilling, we're hanging out, we're gonna escape the world for a little while, have a little hoot. And today is Weedy Week. It is the second episode of Weedy Week where I pick a weedy topic and I talk about that weedy thing. So on the last episode of Weedy Week, I talked about weed. What is it? Where did it come from? What is it? I said that already. But yeah, so I just kind of go over a little bit of what weed is, where it comes from, and the differences between sativas and indicas. So a little bit of the basics. I figure, you know, not every stoner knows everything about weed. Maybe you're new to the whole stoner vibe. Maybe you've been a stoner for decades and you just don't know all this shit and you want to know. So that's why I thought it would be nice to do a Weedy Week. This week, I am going over, I think, all of the ways, the stoner methods, I'm going to call it, for getting stoned, consuming marijuana, however you want to put it, that's what I'm going over today. So yeah, stoner methods, that's what I'm going to call it because I don't know what the fuck else to call it. Since I've got quite a bit to talk about today, I'm just going to get into it. As is the tradition here in the Stoner Den, I have a hoot, as I like to call it with you guys, or a smoke session. I sit down with my little bong here, and we get stoned together, and then I talk about something that hopefully you find interesting and or entertaining. Whatever, you know, whatever keeps you coming back. I really hope people at least learn a little bit of something, even if it's like a cool fact where you're like, hey, did you know that this is true? Yeah, that's what happens here in the Stoner Den. So, grab your weedy shit, and let's get into the mood, shall we? Here comes the bong segue sound. Okay, stoner friends, here we go. One of the methods I'm going to talk about today is dabbing. I am a dabber. I love dabbing. It's my preferred method of getting stoned. I did an entire episode about dabbing. It's called Dabbing 101. I did it around 420, April 20th. So if you want to learn a lot more about dabbing and that kind of stuff, go check that out. I'm just going to do a brief overview here while I actually take a dab, because why not talk about it while I do it? It's the best way, right? If you want a little bit more in depth about what dabbing is, what cannabis concentrates are, go check out Dabbing 101 and I talk about all of that goodness. What are you doing? Do you got an edible? Do you got a pipe packed? Do you got a bong ready? You got a joint rolled, a blunt, you know, whatever you got going on, chillum, vape. What are all the methods? I'm going to go over them today. Whatever you got going on, you're welcome here in the Stoner Den. Even if you're just chilling with a cup of tea and you're not getting baked, you're totally welcome to. Here we go. Let's do this. Dabbing involves a little glass bong that I have here. Can you hear that? That's my glass bong. It looks like a typical glass bong for the most part. You can even use a normal glass bong and retrofit it for dabbing. The issue is that you want it to be small. The bigger the bong, the less dab you're going to get. You're going to waste it all inside your bong, and that's just never a good thing, right? Okay. So dabbing involves cannabis concentrates, which is basically when you take all of the good stuff off of the cannabis plant, and you keep that, and you throw away all the junk, the plant material that you don't really want, and you essentially vaporize the cannabis concentrate. You're heating it up to a point where it's not burning, It's vaporizing. It's turning into a very, very fine liquid vapor, and you inhale it, and then it gets absorbed by your lungs, and that's how you get stoned. Okay, that's a really brief overview of what dabbing is. That's what I do pretty much every week here in the Stoner Den. There's been a couple times where I have smoked a bong. I did a couple outdoor episodes where I smoked a big fat bong, and I absolutely loved it. But I don't like smoking weed inside, and I'm going to get into why in a second. So I have dabs, so I can smoke inside, and I don't have to go outside all the time, because sometimes that's just inconvenient. It's nice when you can get stoned and, like, be sitting in front of your TV or whatever, right? It's nice. Now, some people, I think, find dabbing intimidating, and I've mentioned this in a few episodes where I talk about dabbing, because dabbing involves fire. You need a torch of some variety to heat up your smoking device so that it gets to the proper temperature so you can vaporize your material. So I think the giant torches, you don't need a giant torch. You can use a simple kitchen torch. Something you'd use for like creme brulee will probably work fine. It's going to take you a little bit longer to heat up your dabber, but whatever. It'll work for you. So you don't need these giant propane butane torches that people are using. It's not super scary. They're very easy to use. They're relatively safe. In the probably 10 years almost that I've been doing this, I've never had a torch explode on me. So it's pretty safe. It just looks scary. It looks scary, and there's fire and there's heat, and that freaks people out. The other thing is that I've had a few people say that it kind of looks like you're not necessarily smoking weed, like you're doing harder drugs than just smoking weed. And that's entirely perception. I think that's stereotype of harder drugs, you know, like because you're seeing somebody smoke something off of a glass receptacle, you think it's like crack or meth or whatever, but it's not. That's perception. That's ridiculous. People are just being silly. You take your little glass bong. It has a special quote-unquote bowl on it where you heat the bottom of it with your torch. You don't want it to get red hot. You just want it to be hot enough that it's going to vaporize your product. So there's a lot of like tips and tricks on how to get that perfect. I'm not going to get into it all right now. I do a little bit in the Dabbing 101 episode. Did I call it a video earlier? Lately, I've been calling my episodes videos, and they're not. I don't know why I'm saying that. So if I say that, I apologize. It's not a video. It's just a podcast. But I have done dabbing videos on the Instagrams, the Stoner Den podcast Instagram. So if you actually want to see how it's done, go over there and you'll get like a good visual. There's 5 million other dabbing videos on Instagram. It's a great place to go check out weed stuff in general. If you want to see some like cool weed pictures, if you want to see some like wicked glass pieces, dabbing videos, anything like that, it's all on Instagrams. I'm on the Instagrams, the Stoner Den podcast. I don't know where that accent came from. I apologize to everybody who talks like that. I'm sorry. Accents slip out of me sometimes. I don't know. Anyways, here we go. Torch time. I'm going to start to heat up my dab rig, and I'm going to get my dab ready, and we're going to have a dab. Once you get it all heated up, it's essentially like smoking through a bong. Torch time for the headphone wearers. Now, I prefer dabbing because, like I said, it doesn't have as much of a strong lingering smell as smoking actual weed does. That's one of the reasons. That's actually not the biggest reason. The biggest reason is that I don't like the taste of smoky stuff or burnt things. It lingers in my breath and on my lips and in my mouth for a really long time. Sometimes it makes me feel a little bit nauseous. Like, it's not a good thing. I don't like smoky flavor. I know, it's weird. Lots of people really do. But I don't. So, with dabbing, I don't get any of that at all. I don't get any smoky flavor. I don't get any burnt taste. I just get 100% very good weedy flavor. And I'm also somebody that really, this is going to sound weird, but a few minutes after you've had a hoot of any kind, whether it's a bong hoot or a pipe or whatever, you I don't know if anyone's ever noticed this, but you'll like breathe out. You're just normal. And you get like a taste of weed, of just like earthy, greeny, oh, fresh. I love that taste. I love that. And with dabs, I find you get that through the whole experience. Like as you're inhaling and you're exhaling, you get just such good, pure flavor. I love it. And then I also like with dabbing, it's very fast acting. You feel stoned within pretty much seconds. And it's quick. It's quick. It's easy. I can be stoned within a few minutes instead of like, I'm not very good at rolling joints either. So joints were never my preference. I'm a bong lady all the way. Bongs and pipes, glass. I love glass things, anything that looks beautiful. So that's kind of what all ties into me liking dabs. It's just my preference. It's just what I like to do. You will not save money if you switch to concentrates. I'm just going to tell you that now. I'm pretty sure that's a big fat lie. Unless you really, really, really are careful about how big your dabs are, how often you're taking your dabs, because it's really easy with dabbing to dab too much. You know, it is really easy to either waste it or just like take ridiculously large dabs. I'm guilty of that. I do it a lot. I'm actually going to take way too big of a dab right now, so I'm going to take a little bit of that off. All right, here we go. Dab time. I think I talked long enough. That's the thing with dabbing is you don't want to be too hot. You don't want to burn it. You just want to vaporize it. So it takes a little bit of a learning curve. It's actually pretty good. Wow, I'm really impressed. So what am I dabbing on today, folks? Today I'm dabbing on it's called lemon cake. It's actually really good. This is a shatter. So usually what I've been dabbing on is something called live or live resin or a live sauce. And what that is they take weed before it's cured and dried and they just throw it right in there and they extract all the shit out of it. And what this does is it actually preserves a lot more of the flavor, a lot more of the scent, a lot more of the terpenes and things like that. Don't get damaged in the manufacturing process, I guess you could call it. With a live or a live resin, generally you're going to get a lot more flavor. They're going to smell a lot more. Not necessarily like your typical weed smell. You're going to get a lot more of the terpenes. Each individual terpene smells and tastes different. I'm going to go over that in a whole other episode because there are like hundreds of terpenes that you could possibly go through. There's also terpenes in things like lavender, citrus. That's what makes those things smell. And so in weed, you're going to get similar terpenes, and that's often why you will get like lemon cake has a very lemony, citrusy taste and smell to it because it has similar terpenes to those other plants and fruits and stuff like that. And that's why, and when they're combined together with other things, you get like a similar flavor. So that's where the flavor of weed comes from, in case you wanted to know. Today, I am dabbing on some lemon cake. Typically, I tell you this before I do my dab, but I was talking too much about dabbing. This is going to be a really long episode. I'm just warning everybody, I'm going to be talking a lot in this one. Okay. Tried to keep it short and I couldn't. Lemon cake is a sativa dominant hybrid, which means it leans more on the sativa side. If you want to know what that means, go check out Weedy Week number 1. So you're going to feel it a lot more in your head. It's not going to give you as much couch lock, which I really like. This one's really good for like uplifting your mood. It's really good for loss of appetite. If you're just feeling stressed out, this is gonna relax you and make you feel good. This is definitely probably a good or a better midday strain because it's a hybrid. I'm not gonna say morning because some people might get a little bit more of the indica out of it and it might make you feel a little bit more tired. If you want a morning, go for straight sativa. That's your best bet. So that's what this one is. Lemon cake. And it's absolutely fucking delicious. It's so lemony. Like I said, this one is a shatter. So shatter is actually not as well known for its super strong flavor. Like, it's better than smoking weed, but it's not as good as live resin. But this shatter, wow. This is just really good. I'm impressed with this lemon cake. Huh. I'm gonna have to buy this again. I talked really fast and I don't know if I made any sense, but that's a little bit about dabbing. People prefer dabbing if you, maybe if smoking is too harsh for you, you might find dabbing a little bit easier. Make sure to start really slow, really small, because it is concentrated. It's going to hit you a lot harder. It's going to hit you faster. You might cough more because it's vapor. It's a little bit different. I don't cough, but I never cough. I said that last week. I am known notoriously for not coughing, even when I take super big bong hoots. And I challenge anyone out there, I will smoke you under the table. I will. I'm putting it out there. I can smoke my weed, folks. I'm telling you. So yeah, there you go. That's dabbing. Next, I'm going to start with the good old classic. Smoking weed. Smoking weed is probably one of the oldest methods of doing it. It's been around forever. You don't need too many supplies. You can roll up a joint. So you take ground up weed that is the dried bud from the cannabis plant. That's what we're smoking here. You grind it up real nice. You roll it up into a rolling paper. There is also blunts. Blunts are typically like a tobacco leaf sort of paper mix. You can get straight up tobacco leaves to just roll up your blunts in. To roll up your weed in, not your blunts. If you kind of like to mix the flavor of tobacco and marijuana, I don't. I'm not a tobacco fan. I absolutely hate it. I don't like blunts. It's gross. I don't like it. But lots of people do. It's super popular. It's a really popular way to smoke weed. Obviously, smoking in general is just the most popular way to get your cannabis, I think. It's the most classic way. It's the way stoners have been getting stoned forever. Like, literally forever. It's the easiest. All you need is fire and some sort of receptacle to put your weed in. So, like, a joint or a pipe or a bong or whatever. Rolling papers and blunts come in a wide variety of flavors, colors, sizes, types, all that type of stuff. There are pipes. Pipes come in glass, metal, ceramic, wood, I'm sure silicone. There's a bunch of different types of pipes out there. Bongs also come in glass, plastic, metal, wood, silicone, all the different varieties of makes and models. It's really easy to do. You don't need too many supplies. I've said that already. Relatively quick delivery system. You're going to feel the effects within probably a minute or two of smoking, if not almost immediately, if it's really good weed. This is obviously the most accessible and most available option. Papers are available in most convenience stores. 7-Eleven sells like Zigzags or whatever, Players papers, because people roll cigarettes with them. So they're pretty much always available. Even if you live somewhere where weed is not legal, you can probably still find rolling papers, right? I didn't talk about the price point for concentrates. Price point for concentrates is a bit higher, definitely, for sure. You're going to pay anywhere from $25 to $50 to $60 per gram. But remember, it is concentrated, so that gram is going to last you, it should last you at least like a few days, if not like a week or two, depending on how much you smoke. Weed, the dried weed bud plant that you smoke, is obviously much more cost effective. It can cost anywhere from $2 to $3 a gram up to, I mean, you shouldn't be paying any more than like $5 or $6 a gram if you live in North America. I don't know what it's like anywhere else. I know some people have to pay like $10, $15 a gram, but that's crazy. Anyways, and then with weed, dried weed, the more you buy, generally, the less the price is. Like, you get a discount. So if you buy quarters, halves, that kind of thing. It sounds so weird to talk about. Anyways. And then there's tons of variety. All the variety that comes from any other type of smoking comes from the variety of weed that there is, because there are so many different strains and there are new strains coming out all the time and being created. There is so much weed out there to try. If you've tried one strain and you didn't like it, maybe it didn't do anything for you, maybe you felt anxious, maybe it gave you dry mouth and you didn't like it, maybe you didn't get a good sleep. Whatever it is, there's probably another strain out there that doesn't do that and does a whole nother set of things. So there's lots of things to try. If you like experimenting with things, weed is the best way to go, in my opinion. Some of the downsides to just smoking weed is that it does smell. You're going to get, obviously, the weed smell. Weed itself is very stinky. It has its own aroma. I personally love the smell of weed. It doesn't matter what type it is. I love it. I have weed plants outside. They smell gorgeous. Some people don't like the smell of just weed, but I think most stoners do. Maybe it's just something you get used to. I don't know. But then when you actually smoke it, you get the sort of like, it's kind of like an acrid, sour, just a burnt plant material smell, you know, like almost like a campfire, but kind of not. It just smells like burning. Like Ralph from The Simpsons. It tastes like burning. It smells like burning. That's what it's like. And it sticks. It sticks to your clothes. If you do it inside, it sticks to your house. It sticks to everything. So that's why I don't like smoking inside. I don't want my house to stank like smokiness all the time. And it takes forever to go away. Dabbing does not do that. Vaping does not do that. Vape stuff, like vapor, goes away really fast. The smell dissipates really fast. And I find my house just smells like weed because I have weed in my house. It doesn't smell like smoke, which is nice. I'd rather that. The other downsides is that it can be kind of dirty if you're dealing with like ashes from ashtrays, roaches, if you're keeping roaches or whatever, or if you have to clean out pipes or bongs, it can be a little bit dirty, but it's not so bad. There are lots of ways to help with that. And then the other downside, and this might be controversial, but smoking super hot burning plant material into your lungs, I feel, is not super great for you. It's obviously not as bad as smoking cigarettes, because cigarettes have a whole host of other chemicals and other bad things in them, nicotine, whatever. But yeah, I think that just taking super hot smoke into your lungs of any kind is just, it's probably not good for you. So I'm just going to throw that out there. That is smoking in a nutshell. I think I covered most of it pretty well. There are obviously lots of other accessories and things you can get in the realm of smoking, burning, combusting the cannabis is what I'm talking about right now. I'll probably do other episodes on each one of these, like I did the Dabbing 101, and then I can go into all the ins and outs of all these things. But these are just overviews because I don't want this to be an hour-long episode. I've been talking for 27 minutes now. Hopefully this gets edited down a lot. Okay. So now basically everything after this is using either the dry plant material, so dried cannabis bud, in a different way, or it's using a derivative of it. So that would be like a concentrate, like I talked about with the dabbing. So if you find a certain strain that you like, say you've been smoking weed for a really long time and you have a go-to strain, you can usually find it or use it in all the other forms if smoking is something that you just don't want to do anymore, or you don't like doing it, or, you know, whatever your reasoning is, it's your life. But yeah, so you can always try alternatives, and you can keep using like trusted strains and stuff like that. So there you go. Little food for thought. Oh my god, what a segue. Food for thought. My next one is eat it. If you're someone like me and you don't want to smoke it, and you're not someone like me and you just don't want to inhale it at all, you don't want to go in the lungs, it's not happening, you'd much rather eat it, that's totally fine. You can do that. I feel like this is also probably one of the oldest stoner methods, you know. I'm sure people have been using weed in food and other things for probably forever, because humans have been using cannabis for a long, long time. Centuries, probably more than that. Millenniums. You can infuse pretty much any type of food item with cannabis or THC. Cannabis baking, making edibles has come so far in the last decade. I mean, there's always been brownies and cookies and things like that, but oh, wow, the variety of things out there these days is crazy. Typically, when you're making an edible, most people will infuse either an oil or a butter, like a cow's butter, you know, like you spread it on your toast in the morning butter, or like an oil, like a vegetable oil or something like that, because people have found out that THC, CBD, all the sticky, oily, weedy goodness on the plant is not water soluble. You can't really use water to get it off of the plant. It doesn't work very well. All of that sticky, oily goodness really likes either a fatty substance, like an oil or a butter, or an alcohol. This is, side note, this is also why ISO or isopropyl alcohol is good for cleaning pipes and bongs, etc., because it's basically pure alcohol. And alcohol is really super good at breaking down anything that is super sticky. So if you've got like weed gunk somewhere and you want to get it off, ISO is your best friend. It's also good for getting sticker stuff off of, like, you know, you buy something in the store and they put a sticker on it and then it's got all that sticky shit on it. Isopropyl alcohol will take that right off. Hand sanitizer. Hand sanitizer also works because it has isopropyl alcohol in it. So just a little hack, a little life hack there for you. If you want to get anything sticky off of somewhere, isopropyl alcohol or hand sanitizer will do it for you just fine. It also works really good on permanent marker. So if you've put Sharpie on something and you want to get it off, that works really good too. Also, side note, it will strip the finish off of things like wood and stuff like that. So just be careful how much you use and how long you leave it on the thing. Just really quick, just like a paper towel, it comes off super fast. Life hack, there you go. That is why most people will use like a butter or a type of oil for whatever edible they are making. You know, I think it's pretty classic. People know about infusing butter. You make your weed butter or whatever, right? Lots of people know how to do it. There's 5 million recipes on the internet about how to make weed butter. There's even like a fancy schmancy machine now that will do it all for you. It's like the Keurig of weed butters. Like a slow cooker, basically. You put all your shit into the machine. You put your weed, you put your oil or your butter in there. You close it up, push a button, go to bed. And in the morning, you have some lovely weedy infused butter for your toast or whatever. Don't let people lie to you. It will taste like weed. And if you're making it at home in like just a pot or a crock pot or whatever, it is going to smell. It is going to make your whole house smell like weed. So just an FYI. Okay. That's probably a really good thing to know before you're going to make it. Some people now have even started putting concentrates or tinctures, like even like the live resin or the shatter that I was talking about earlier that I do dabs with. Some people even put that in their edibles now, which I guess would kind of work, but shatter is almost like a toffee consistency. So I feel like that kind of wouldn't also not work. That would be weird texturally and probably wouldn't taste very good. So then you can take your cannabis infused butter, oil, mixture, whatever you made, and use it in basically anything that you would use butter or oil in, baking, making candy. There are literally all sorts of fucking edibles out there these days. There's obviously your usual baked goods, your cookies, your muffins, your brownies, all sorts. You've got your candies, your chocolates. Then there's potato chips, there's soft drinks, there's teas, coffees, hot chocolates. I've tried cotton candy. I'm pretty sure there's candy canes. I had some absolutely delightful weed-infused chocolate-covered strawberries at a party one night. Oh, they were fabulous. Oh my gosh, so good. So yeah, lots of people use weedy butter oil, even in fine dining, in all sorts of normal meals. Basically, anywhere you would use butter or oil, you can use weedy butter or oil. There are even chefs out there now that are dedicated to just making cannabis-infused meals in restaurants. I think in California, there's a few of them, which is super cool. It's amazing how far some of this shit has come. Just a side note on that, you do have to be careful with how high heat you're using. You don't want to use this stuff in, say, like deep frying or searing or anything like that. Because THC and CBD is very susceptible to high heat, you're basically going to kill all of the good stuff in the weed butter. So it's better to use it for baking, candy making, anything like that, where you're not going to get super, super high heat. So just an FYI on that. And then you can actually also use alcohol as a way to, or like you can infuse alcohol with cannabis, the same way you would infuse the butter or the oil. So you basically take weed, jam it in a jar, fill it up with alcohol. Lots of people use either like vodka or rum or something. Vodka generally because it doesn't have a smell or a color or anything. And then you just let it sit and you let it soak. The longer you let it sit, the more infused the alcohol will become. And that's something called a tincture. A tincture is alcohol-based infusion. And similarly to the oil or the butter, you can either take a couple drops directly, you can mix it in with a few things. The alcohol-based ones is going to be a lot stronger, so you really want to make sure you watch how much you're taking. Also, some people don't like mixing weed and alcohol, so be careful with that one. The alcohol content is probably going to be pretty little if you're only taking like a few drops here or there, but yeah, so just to keep that in mind. Eating weed is a super convenient method for a lot of people. Eating stuff is like low key. I mean, you just, you know, pop a candy in your mouth or you eat a muffin or whatever, and nobody knows that you're getting stoned. It's great. It also has no smell. Once the thing is baked and cooled or whatever, it has virtually no weed smell. Unfortunately, depending on where you live, access to weedy baked goods or weed butter or anything like that could be a little bit difficult. So you're probably going to have to make your own, but it's pretty easy. It can be time consuming, but you can do it overnight in like a slow cooker or whatever. Like I said, it's going to make your house stink. So keep that in mind. The other thing with edibles is that the effects generally will take a little bit longer to come on just because you have to digest the thing that you eat and then it has to get through your bloodstream before it starts taking effect. So it's not as quick as like smoking or dabbing. Oh my god, my explanations are so long. Okay, next. Next, I have vaping. Vaping is one of the newer methods to come onto the scene. I mean, it's been around for like probably over a decade or so by now, but still a little bit newer than most of the other ones. Technology for vaping has come a super long way in the last few years. And don't confuse it with nicotine vaping. It's not the same thing at all. Weed vaping can be done in a couple different ways. There are tabletop vapes, where you use the dried cannabis bud plant stuff material, whatever you want to call it, and warm air is blown over, past, around the dried ground up bud stuff, and the air is just hot enough to, again, similar to dabbing, It's just hot enough to vaporize the like liquidy, gooey THC, CBD stuff in there, but it's not actually hot enough to burn any of the like plant material, hopefully, if it's set to the right temperature. So essentially you get this really super nice light vapor instead of a really heavy smoke like you would from, say, smoking a joint or a pipe or a bong. So typically people find this a lot less harsh on their throat or their lungs. It's not nearly as hot as if you're smoking combusted plant material. Back in the day, the most popular tabletop vape was called the Volcano. I don't know if the Volcano is still around. I haven't looked into vapes in a really long time. But essentially, it was just this teepee-looking silver machine. It had a big fan and a heating element in it. And it would fill these giant plastic bags with all this weed vapor. It was pretty cool. I didn't mind vapes. I didn't really get into it. They were okay. I didn't like the taste. And I know there's lots of people that also didn't like the taste. And it's quite dry. I prefer bongs and pipes because the water has a tendency to sort of moisten it a little bit. So the weed smoke isn't as harsh on my throat. And I found with vaping, the air is very dry. And then the taste is kind of like a weird popcorn-y taste. You don't really get much of the weed flavor in there. I found it pretty much always tasted the same. So not my cup of tea, but I know lots of people who really like it. Then there is the pen sort of portable battery operated vapes. These are becoming really popular and they're everywhere. Any company right now that makes concentrates is also making their own cartridges for pens and portable vapes. So if that's your thing, there is way more variety out there now than there used to be. It's crazy. So the idea is basically it's like a little pen sort of looking thing. It has a little tiny battery inside that's rechargeable, typically, and it heats up a teeny tiny little element inside. And you screw a little cartridge on top, and the cartridge has cannabis concentrates inside. So similar to what I was talking about with dabbing. And the little element sort of warms that up. And as you pull or suck or whatever, draw your smoke out of the little pen, you suck on the tip, right? And as you're doing that, it pulls that hot air over your cannabis concentrate product. And just like dabbing and just like vaping, it's just hot enough to vaporize the cannabis product, but not hot enough to burn it. So it's like dabbing. It's like the vaping with the tabletop vape and the dry bud. It's essentially all the same thing. These are super popular right now, I think, because they're very convenient. They're super low key. You can do these just about anywhere, and it either looks like you're just a vapor, like you're vaping nicotine, or there's lots of times that people won't even notice that you're vaping if you are really careful about it. So if you need to keep it down on the down low. The only other thing is that they can be kind of expensive. You buy the base part, the rechargeable battery part, sort of as a one-time deal, and then you just keep rebuying the cartridge tip parts. But they can be a little bit expensive. They're a little bit more up in the concentrate range, in the like $30 to $60, $70, $80 range, depending on how good you want them to be. That's the idea. They're portable. You can take them with you anywhere. Yeah, they fit in your pocket. There are also vape pens that you can fill up with dried cannabis plant stuff too. Yes. Same idea though as the tabletop ones. It's just hot air vaporizing your stuff. Okay. That's it for vaping. I'm pretty sure I covered all the bases with vaping. Vaping is good for people who, again, don't want to smoke weed. It's a little bit less harsh on your lungs. I think I went over all that. All right, on to the next one. Can you guys get how I'm getting stoned? Oh my God. Last but not least. Yes, we are on the last one, folks. I promise we're almost done. Last but not least is topicals. Things that you rub on your body, you put on your skin, and you absorb it through your skin because that's how that works. This is also probably a super old method of consuming cannabis. I could totally see some shaman in a hut 10,000 years ago mixing up some sort of paste using cannabis and like using it on a wound or something like that. So yeah, it has been found that cannabis is actually quite beneficial when you put it directly on your skin. Now, don't go out and just like start rubbing weed on your skin, because that's probably a bad idea. Weed is full of pollen and can cause allergic reactions. I'm a little bit allergic to dried weed bud. It makes my hands itchy when I'm cutting it up. But when it's mixed with something like a cream or an oil or a butter, similar to your edibles, it can be absorbed into the skin. And this is usually beneficial as like a pain reliever. This is because it can be applied directly to like the affected area and help with easing pain. It is important that you use a cream or an oil that is both good for soaking up the THC CBD plant stuff and also easily absorbed into the skin. There are lots of oils out there that are not easily absorbed into our skin. There, I think like all, is it olive oil or vegetable oil? Your skin can't really absorb it very well, so it's better to use other types of oils that are better for your skin. Anyways, that's a whole nother topic. Like I said, it's good for localized pain or discomfort because weed is actually really not super good at targeting pain on its own. If you take it as an edible, it's more of an all over body situation. It's just going to sort of target pain everywhere. And maybe won't be super efficient at doing it at one particular location. So if you have an area like your hands, your knees, feet, whatever that has like a sore spot, you have arthritis, anything like that, it can be really beneficial to use like a cream or something like that. There's gels, there's all sorts of things out there now, balms, where if you apply it directly to the affected area, it helps a lot better with pain there because it's going directly to that place instead of going out through your whole body, right? Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense. Sort of like rub a 535 or, you know, like icy hot. You put it right on the spot you're feeling pain. I've also heard that weedy topicals are good for like certain skin conditions and things like that. However, I am not a dermatologist and I cannot say for sure if that's true or not. So if you want to do stuff like that, make sure you do lots of research, talk to your doctor. Don't just go slapping it on your eczema or burn or anything like that, okay? Please, unless you know. I know weed is great and everything, but it's always good to be sure. So there are also a plethora of bath products that contain THC or CBD or a mixture of both. If you know, you want a little bit of both. I have used numerous bath bombs that are infused with THC and CBD, and they are so awesome. I love taking baths. I'm a big bath person. And similar to taking an edible, it's going to sort of affect your whole body. Any part of your body that's soaking in the water will get benefits from the bath bomb or whatever you're using, whatever bath product you're using. So I find it's generally also just really super relaxing. I don't have too many aches or pains in my body, thank goddess, but it's just really nice after a long day or a long week. I love soaking in a weedy bath bomb. I just drift right off. My muscles relax. It feels so good. And they come in all the varieties and scents and whatever that normal bath bombs come in. They don't smell weedy at all. So don't worry about that. The only thing is that if you're using bath bombs or anything that's in the bath, you have to stay in the bath and soak for at least 30 minutes for it to take effect. You can't just get in the bath, soak for 5 minutes and be like, this shit isn't working for me. You have to give it time to actually soak into your skin. Most bath bombs and bubble baths and stuff now come with like moisturizers and things like that in them anyways. So usually if I'm in the bath, I just take a few seconds to like rub my skin and I rub it all in and I make sure it's getting everywhere and, you know, it feels nice. So yeah, that's what I like to do with my bath bombs. And I take super long baths. So 30 minutes is nothing for me. So anyways, yes, this type of method is really good for people that maybe don't want to get quote unquote stoned or high from the weedy stuff. This, you're generally pretty much only ever going to feel it like in your body. You're not really going to get stoned too much if you're using topicals and stuff like that. So if you're someone that just wants the pain relief benefits or the relaxation benefits of weed without really getting the mind fuck part of it, which is totally fine. That's totally legit. There are lots of people that don't, you know, don't like feeling that way. And there's nothing wrong with that. You should be using cannabis in ways that works for you. Don't feel pressured to use it in any other way. The cannabis community is so welcoming and so inclusive, and we just want people to be happy and pain-free and feeling good. So use it however you want. Don't use it at all. Whatever your preference is, we still love you. Again, depending on where you live, these products can be a little bit hard or maybe almost impossible to find or really, really expensive to get from like a quote unquote dealer, I guess, a dealer of beauty products. but before being legal here in Canada, for pretty much any of these harder to find products, most people just bought the dried cannabis weed stuff that you can pretty much buy on the black market anywhere and made all of this stuff themselves. Most of the stuff is relatively safe to make at home, except for concentrates. Concentrates generally have to be made using some sort of like flammable or volatile chemical. I know that sounds scary. It's completely removed. Before it gets to the end product, go listen to Dabbing 101. I explain it a little bit better. Generally, making concentrates can be a little bit more dangerous. I would leave that up to the professionals. But everything else is just baking and craft making. I've made my own bath bombs at home. I've made my own muffins and my own, you can make candy at home. You can make chocolate at home, you know. So most of the other stuff, making edibles and even topicals, is things that people have been doing for at home forever. There's lots of people that make their own soap and their own hand creams and stuff like that. So yeah, not a big deal if you can't find them to make them at home. If this is something you prefer, it is again like a little bit more time consuming, but if you're like a crafty person or you enjoy baking, then go for it. Add a little bit of weed into your hobby. Okay, that's it. Oh my god, I'm at 56 minutes. Holy shit, this won't be 56 minutes long, I promise. It's probably gonna end up being 45 by the time I cut everything out. Anyways, I'm done. That was the last stoner method, I think. I always feel like I'm missing something, but I don't think so. It's probably something really obvious and I'm just going to like kick myself for it later, but that's how it goes. If you think I missed something, come and let me know. Come and leave a comment on the episode. I leave an episode upload on Facebook and Instagram, so leave a comment on either one. Let me know what you thought. Let me know of anything that I missed. What is your favorite stoner method? Do you prefer concentrates? Do you prefer just smoking classic weed out of a joint, you know, the classic way? Do you like fancy schmancy vapes? You got something that's really cool and digital? Whatever you got going on, come and let me know. In the future, I'm going to do other episodes on each one of these things and go into them a little bit more in depth because there is just a lot to go into. But I thought this was a pretty good overview. I think I touched on a lot of good stuff. So yeah, I feel pretty good about it. Okay. That's it for me. I am going to go outside and enjoy the beautiful day. I hope you all have a fabulous week. I am going to be back next week. I don't know what for yet. I will keep you all posted because I'm starting to get back into a schedule and I feel so good about it. 2 weeks in a row I've posted. Yeah. Okay. That's it for me. Have a great day, everybody. Have a great week. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. And I will see you next week. Bye-bye.